From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. Authorities in the Philippines say they will be filing murder charges against a man suspected of masterminding this week's massacre in the southern part of the country. The suspect has turned himself in. Duwali Zaikautau has more on the story.
An army official says a town mayor on the island of Mindanao has agreed to be investigated in connection with the killing of at least 57 people early Monday. Mayor Andal Ampatuan Jr. was reportedly taken by his brother to a government official and a top military general in the southern region. The suspect is expected to be flown to the Philippine capital for questioning. The surrender came after international and domestic pressure to arrest those responsible for the worst election-related killing in recent years. Dozens of gunmen are suspected of using machetes and M16 rifles to kill the wife and sisters of a local politician, their supporters, lawyers, and traveling reporters. For NPR News, I'm Duwali Zaikautau.
President Obama has delivered a Thanksgiving message celebrating America's strengths while recognizing the nation's challenges and problems. In his weekly address 2 days early this week, he expresses appreciation of Americans who are serving in uniform and sympathy for those who are struggling to find work. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
In his weekly address, President Obama calls Thanksgiving a distinctly American tradition. But as much as we have to be thankful for, he says, many Americans are suffering this year from the bad economy or because a loved one is serving in harm's way. Speaking at the White House yesterday, Mr. Obama promised to remember that when he sits down for his own Thanksgiving meal.
There's no question this has been a tough year for America. We're at war. Our economy is emerging from an extraordinary recession into recovery, but there's a long way to go and a lot of work to do.
Next week, Mr. Obama is expected to order thousands of additional U.S. troops to Afghanistan. He'll also gather suggestions on ways the government can encourage job growth. Scott Horsley, NPR News, the White House.
Despite tough economic conditions, many people are out shopping today for the holidays, and they're looking for bargains. Edgar Dworsky, the editor of ConsumerWorld.com, says it can take some digging for the smart shopper to find some of the really good deals.
The trouble is merchants are putting some of the doorbusters and other sale items on the Internet, but they don't tell you which ones.
Dworsky also advises consumers to do research on products themselves and to make sure that a low price on an item does not reflect low quality. The Secret Service says it is examining security procedures after two people crashed President Obama's first state dinner at the White House Tuesday night. A spokesman says the president and his guest, Indian Prime Minister Manmohan Singh, were never in any danger. This is NPR News. Leaders of both China and the U.S. have now confirmed they will be at the International Conference on Climate Change next month. China's Premier Wen Jiabao will attend, and the White House said yesterday that President Obama will be there. China today unveiled its first firm target to curb emissions of climate-altering greenhouse gases. City leaders in Downey, California, have agreed to try to lure an electric car manufacturer to occupy land where manned spacecraft once were made. Steve Julian of member station KPCC has more.
The aerospace industry boomed from the 1960s into the 1990s in Downey, about 20 miles southeast of downtown Los Angeles. As many as 30,000 workers built spacecraft for Apollo and space shuttle missions. But the plant closed in 1999, and Downey lost millions of dollars in revenue. Now the city's working to bring the car manufacturer Tesla. The company currently builds a $100,000 roadster and has been looking for a place to build its 7-passenger sedan. The Model S would sell for just under $50,000 after federal tax credits. The car is designed to travel 300 miles on just a few hours' charge. Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger offered to exempt the company from state sales tax on equipment it buys, and Downey's rotund mayor, Mario Guerra, said he would go so far as to lose enough weight to fit in one of their cars. For NPR News, I'm Steve Julian in Los Angeles.
Indiana police are looking for two men who entered the home of a paralyzed man near South Bend on Sunday, put a T-shirt over his face, and burglarized the house. Police say the victim could not call for help or close the window the intruders had broken. They say a friend of the man, who stops by regularly, contacted law enforcement. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.